Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal and my girl is here. What's going on, Claudia?
What's up, L'Oreal? I've missed you. It's been too long.
I know. I miss you. Claudia Jordan is definitely in the building and she's going to make sure we go viral this episode as she always does.
Oh, kidding. Here we go.
No, I'm teasing. We have a lot of things to talk about this week. The BET Awards. I haven't got to speak on this because I've been on vacation in Dubai. Thanks to Claudia. Claudia definitely sent me out there on a good trip. So I did miss a lot of the chatter about the BET Hip Hop Awards, but we will be right here to talk about all of that. They celebrated the 50 years of hip hop. Some people got some songs wrong. Some people got phones thrown at them. It was quite an event. Claudia, you was there.
I was there and nobody threw a phone at me and I didn't get to throw a phone at anyone else. But
damn.
I definitely I know. Listen, I was well behaved. Listen, I've had beefs on the red carpet before.
Really? Oh, no. We got to talk about that, girl. You looked amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
And also, we're going to talk about why men attack women to defend other men. This is actually going on right now on my Instagram page. This little turd will not get off of my back. And when I tell you, he is such a loser, I want to write underneath every picture that he has, loser, 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 loser. And this is all because of another comment. He's like defending a man and they're like jumping on me. So that's crazy. We're talking about this. But this topic is actually coming off the drama with Russell Simmons and his family on Father's Day. Kimora Lee Simmons and their daughter together went on social media to talk about their issues with Russell Simmons. And since then, it looks like his daughter has been receiving horrible messages from middle-aged men about, they're like basically defending Russell Simmons. And this is disgusting, but of course we're not surprised. So what would cause men to do something like that? We're going to talk about that. And of course, we always have to talk about the hottest topics. Isn't that right, Claudia?
That's right. The hotness is just going to be hot. And on this show, there was some drama at the BET Awards and Pharrell Williams. Now, he had a great weekend. Speaking of great, we're going to dive into L'Oreal's DMs and see what the people got to say, because I know there's a bunch of drama in them DMs. They stay fully loaded. So I can't wait to get to that.
Actually, we have a lot of great compliments and people that's just getting tuned in to the Undressing Room podcast, which is unfortunate because you missed a lot, you know, but you can always catch up and we'll talk about that and a lot more. We're going to undress so much stuff in the Undressing Room podcast brought to you by Macy's. But speaking of Macy's, own your beauty, own your style. And y'all know the 4th of July is almost here. So now through Tuesday, July 4th, you can get 20% off of everything you need and celebrate at Macy's. Plus Star Reward members earn even more now during Star Money Bonus Days. So check out the red, white, and blue shop to see how you can save on barbecue essentials, 4th of July looks for the whole family, and more. Check out Macy's.com and save with promo code 4th. Don't forget that, because 20% off is definitely a good little chunk of change off of that grand total. Now, some exclusions do apply, but you could go to Macy's.com for any of the details. And speaking of details, Claudia, I'm hoping you got some tea that we didn't see on the blogs and on the carpet and all that good stuff. But there was so much already going down at the BET Awards. Let's talk all about it. Now, first and foremost, do you have some tea for us that we may not have seen on the blog?
I don't think I saw anything that y'all didn't get, because I actually didn't see the JT and what's her
Ice Spice and Little Uzi Vert.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was on the right side of the stage and they were on the left side, I believe. I remember hearing a whole bunch of commotion and I thought it was just somebody just dancing, but I heard everybody like a bunch of commotion,
It was Uzi gone.
Yeah, somebody doing a little dance, whatever. But really that's what was happening. So I was on the other side of, you know, where the grown folks were, I think.
Okay.
So yeah, the red carpet was fun. Like I see a lot of people saying it was ghetto. The awards were like low end. They were not. Like there was some ghetto ass outfits out there. I will say some of the outfits were like whatever, but that's every time you go out. But there was also some beautiful people that came really dressed. Yeah. I see a lot of people criticizing that. There were some people that really were elegant, and there were people that just want to wear a thong and something sheer. You know, there was a lot of that.
Yeah, Little Duval said there was a lot of Instagram dresses on the carpet. And he actually said Summer Walker was best dressed, who she did walk the carpet with Little Meech.
She did. So,
hard launch. Hard launch.
I agree that she was definitely one of the best. I'm gonna say she was best dressed. I'm gonna definitely agree with that. She looked great. And she showed the girls you can be classy without. She had no cleavage showing. She just had a body form-fitting dress. And she looked elegant. That's the way you step out after you have some rumors of infidelity in your relationship. You step out with your dude looking bomb. They both look good. He didn't overshadow him. She was definitely the star. She looked amazing. She looked really good.
I love that for her. I also love Sexy Red. Now, people could say what they want about her. She performed from the audience because she wasn't invited to perform on stage. But it didn't matter because she made a whole scene anyway, but in a very sexy red way. Now, anybody know anything about me? I call her my twin. That's my girl. Big shout out to Sexy Red. To me, she did her thing live from her seat, okay? But there was other things that was happening in those seats. And as we talked about, that would be JT and Little Uzi Vert. They had a whole big blow-up situation that happened on that carpet. Oh, I mean, in their seats at the awards. And that was all because he took a picture with Ice Spice. And she put a black heart emoji, posted it up. I'm not going to lie. That's a little disrespectful to me. I don't care if you a fan or what. The heart and my man, don't hurt my man. I got a real big problem with that. What do you think when somebody posts up or comments and you're dating somebody and it's a female and she puts a heart underneath his thing or... Is that okay?
First of all, we all know the rules of social media. She was definitely... poking the bear. And that's also I saw the she posted and deleted girl of his dreams and took that down as a caption. Now that's what I heard. Ice Spice, you just got here, love, and you are definitely living the Cinderella dream right now. Like, things are happening for you pretty quickly, and that's dope. And you are very unique with that red hair and your flow, and other people starting to rap like you. Even Nicki is like rapping like you now, like on that one song, right?
Well, some people say rapping like her, but that's the drill culture. So she's actually rapping like other drillers. And the reason why people are associating it with her is because she is the big name. But when you do drill rap, they all rap like the like that's just something that they all do. But well, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, my point is you're winning right now. Don't start losing with other women by doing BS like this. You know, those who are in a relationship. When I know people in a relationship, I go extra hard with being friendly to the woman. Like, I show respect to the woman. Like, I may want a picture with a guy. Like, there was, who did I want to take a picture with? I think it was Lazy Bone, and he was with someone, right? Was it Lazy or Crazy Bone? I can't remember because I'm still recovering. And he was with someone, and I was like, is it okay if I take a picture? I asked the woman. But that's just, I'm old school like that. Like, I'm never going to make a girl feel like I'm trying to like just disregard her. I think you should always greet the lady if they're with someone. I think as a woman, that should be part of girl code. Now, Ice Spice, if these reports are true, which we don't, you know, sometimes things get twisted. Listen, everybody knows those two are together. Everybody knows they are a thing. So maybe say, hey, JT, I love your work. You might have to get a picture or whatever. Can I get a picture of both of y'all?
But I think the problem was that she wasn't there at the given time. And you know what makes matters worse? Uzi performed a record that's unreleased and he mentions Ice Spice's name in the song. So I don't know if maybe that was the lyric that she was posting, but that makes it a little bit even worse. I've been in this situation, Claudia, and I was actually, I'm not going to say who the artists are, but it's two artists that date. I once upon a time was cool with the girl, like really cool, actually. Not like we hung out every day, but we had a good rapport. And then me and her boyfriend got cool separately, but he actually met my boyfriend and that's how I got cool with him. Now, she doesn't know this or whatever, but me and him were talking. We were at a party. We were standing next to each other. And then she came and I guess she thought we was hollering at each other. So when she came over, I was like, hey, girl, you know, I gave her, went to go give her a hug. And she looked at me real stink, like she didn't want me to touch her. And we always have been cool. So I was like thrown off. So then I put two and two together, like she must think I'm hollering at old boy. But if she only knew, like we're talking about my dude. Yeah. And how they interacted. But ever since then, she's acted funny towards me. So I just kind of like, I felt the way about it too. Because I'm like, the fact that you would think that I would want to even holler at your dude is crazy. But sometimes people are that disrespectful.
They,
you know?
They are. And I love my relationships with my male friends. And I definitely have been friends with guys that are in relationships. I'm married. So one of my friends, his name is Talis. He used to be my producer in Dallas when I was on the radio. Yeah. I love talking to him. Like I run a lot of stuff.
I've even spoken to him because you talk to him so much.
He's solid, but he is married to a girl named Courtney who is extremely secure. But what he does sometimes when we're talking is he puts us on speaker and we all talking.
Yeah.
And I don't find that to be disrespectful or corny in any way. I actually like it because by him doing that, I got to know his wife and she's cool as like, I like her. I like them both. And I never want her to think any kind of way when I hit him up about something. And she's fully aware of our relationship.
But that's a good man, Savannah, because let me tell you something. That's how it is with my guy. Like he'll be and he knows that I'm a little funny, like about because. It's only because I've seen so much sneaky, grimy stuff when it came to like women and people in relationships. And he'll definitely do the same thing, like involve me in the conversation. That's the way to go about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little different when it's two female rappers because the conversation was a little too friendly before I got there anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would think if I was JT. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I was up here key-keying. Well, I was backstage performing, like, or whatever the case. Which is, he should have kept it a little copacetic till she came around.
Listen, we're grown-ups, and you can't live your life the entire, like, every single decision has to run through your mate. But you should be able to trust your mate when you're not there that they're going to represent for you. They're going to not make you look stupid. Like, and that was on him. He should have been like, okay, yeah, we get a picture. And then, you know, let's do another one when my girl gets back. Or just make sure they maybe introduce it. I don't know. But you are the person. You should supposed to make sure your mate, you are responsible for how your mate feels. Sometimes.
It was the heart. It was the heart for me. But, you know, JT is denying the claims that it had anything to do with Ice Spice. They're saying that it was because her seat was gone when she came back. Like he didn't hold it down for her. And that was what they got upset about. But apparently security had to bring them out because she threw her phone at him. And would you ever, okay, say you did get to the point where you felt like your man was being disrespectful. I got a thing about public embarrassment. Yeah, like I'm audience, not going to embarrass me.
No, the audience would never know how pissed I am. Like I would be like, and we're going to go in the back and talk. Then I'm going to unleash, but when no one's around. But it's never going to happen publicly. I've been
So would you sit down? Like, I'm confused. Or would you just immediately leave?
I would sit down and I would wait till the next commercial break. And we're going to act. The goal is to be a united front publicly to everybody.
Right.
That is the goal. Because 9 times out of 10, when couples get into arguments, they end up getting back together anyways. So why play yourself and give people more ammunition to come for your relationship? So publicly, we're going to handle this later on. If we break up or fit together, that's between us and let people know what we want to let them know. But you're not going to have a moment. I'm not going to be a meme. You're not going to clown me on the blog.
Right.
And then just for me to get back with them the next day, do that off to the side. Don't give people ammunition with your relationship. Like, that's why I hate the thing that's happening right now with Offset and Cardi B. I hate it because this is exactly what the haters wanted for them to be arguing like this and now they have more content. And it's like,
but why do they choose to go directly to? So, and I get it because I've been there where I'm like, all right, I'm about to post this quote and make him mad. But like, I'm not about to posting a quote to me is one thing because that could be loose. But like, actually saying my wife slept with someone else, I was shocked. I was like, I'm hoping that this is like for promo and something that they just came up to have more people talk about them, more engagement. I mean, but who will want that to be the narrative of what you're talking about around projects? Correct.
When you've been the one cheating so many times and Cardi's never been the one to put you out there, it's been you or your side chicks or other people. You have your audacity. And I like them together, but you have your audacity. She has given you so much grace. Even if she did do it one time, she's actually entitled. She is actually entitled.
And she said she's Cardi B, so you would know if she was cheating. But, you know, there was some good moments. with Quavo and Offset, speaking of Offset, they actually reunited. And I'm so excited about this, because this is something that some people said was never going to happen. They had a public feud, and we know the death of Takeoff also happened, but they were able to come together and do a Takeoff tribute. And it was actually his birthday that just passed as well. And the two of them joined together. They performed together. I want to thank them so much for that moment. That was a big moment. And as brothers, we definitely want to see y'all be together, love each other, and not be beefing with each other, especially with the fact that Takeoff is no longer here. That was really big of them to be able to do that.
What I tell you, that was the highlight, that in the Busta Rhymes tribute, that was the highlight of the night. Like, I have goosebumps right now just thinking about it. It was that powerful of a moment. Like, when they came out, they were facing each other. Then they had a beam of light in between them.
Amazing.
Takeoff in the background. The visual, BET did not drop the ball with this part of the show. It was, this is what the awards used to be about. It wasn't just like performance. It was, you felt something. You know, there was it was very meaningful.
The moment. That was a moment.
That was good for the culture to show that.
Yeah.
It really was. And I know Cardi was supposedly online, very emotional about that, seeing that. And a lot of people in the audience were too. And it was, the music was banging, the moment, and they did not ignore, like, it just was like a beautiful moment.
Yeah, so we want to shout out to BET for doing that. But there was almost no show because of the writer's strike. You know, usually you have a host. There was no official host, but they did have Kid Capri that kind of walked you through the whole different regions of hip hop, celebrating the 50 years of hip hop. And like you said, Busta Rhymes, who is a legend. And let me tell you, I'll say the best rap performer I ever seen in my life and my time and all the concerts I've ever been to. Rap wise, Busta Rhymes, he takes the cake, and they honored him. That was so dope. Let's check out a little bit of his acceptance speech.
All right. So I'm gonna wear it on my sleeve. I do want to cry. I was scared when Leaders of the New School broke up, because I ain't never want to be a solo MC. I ain't like the responsibility of making a full song. So I got kicked out the group and I was scared. If y'all know, I got kicked out the group after Scenario Remix. This is 1993. I ain't put out a solo album until 96 because I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, being that I had to feed my oldest child. I gotta say this. There's nothing that I do that's as great as I do it without my brother Spliff Star. I love you so much, my best friend. Now, one thing that I need y'all to know, we're gonna stop these little petty beefs that we be doing in rap. This shit is... Y'all messing up the bag. Y'all messing up the energy. I don't like when I talk to these dudes that run these streaming platforms and they talking about, you know, we turning the consumer off because there's so much little this and little that going on with you rappers. We're going to stop that. We're going to love each other. And we're going to get to this money.
And this is like the only genre where we feel and see so much hate towards each other over what we do in common, which doesn't make any sense.
You never see country music people shooting each other. There's never any pop artists fighting each other, killing each other. And it's really ridiculous. We can make an argument about our culture and how the system has us, you know, jacked up. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to personal accountability. We can blame the system. We can blame not having a father. We can blame all these things. But what are you doing with yourself? What are you doing? You got to put a stop to it. I am an old school hip hop head. I love the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s. And this new stuff we got going on here, where it's all about booty and murder, is so destructive. Because what we're putting out there and putting over a dope beat, a very intoxicating beat, is like programming the kids that this is okay, taking the value away from life, away from your body, and it's making everything kind of trash. And I'm glad he said that. I don't know if it'll be received by the youngins because they know everything, but the people that get it, got it.
I do feel like Busta Rhymes gets a lot of respect. I do think it's a conversation to be had. I don't even think it's just about that. It's a lot of crab in a barrel mentality. And it's really because we only have but so many places and platforms for us to be. But that's why I feel like we need to create more spaces instead of it being like, well, there's only space for this one, so I gotta knock him out of there. So I'm beefing with him, or I'm beefing with her, or I don't like how she like it. Like, even when I think about in radio, when people are fearing for their life, and radio hosts are beefing with each other because they were, it's just like, why? You know, you never see Howard Stern beefing with Elvis Duran. Like, it's just, it's almost laughable when you even hear that. But with us, it's just natural. And we say, oh, it's our culture. It's where we came from. It's the hood. And it's like, no, it's not. It's corny. And you need to focus on lifting us up as people, lifting yourself up, your own people. And that's about it. Shout out to Busta Rhymes.
I think we as a people, and I'm going to say African-Americans, Black people, we let emotions run our lives. We are too emotional. And back to the radio thing, I have people actively blocking my bags that are emotional about things from the past.
You and me both. But we still win, and that makes them mad as well.
But like, when you keep, and it's amazing because emotions will make people make bad business decisions that will hurt them, themselves. L'Oreal, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Everybody on this panel on this knows what I'm talking about. And it's really sad. If we can just get, I think white folks are really good at, I don't really like that person, but that person helps make me money and it's good for business. So we're going to get through this. We are so, they disrespected me 14 years ago. So nah, never going to work again.
The ego is crazy of some people, and the nerve, because then they come with no legacy, no anything. They don't mentor people. They're not putting a positive image out there, but then choose to block people that are trying to do those things. So let's just lift each other up instead of trying to build each other down and break each other down. And guess what? If you don't like that person, move on. You don't have to deal with them.
But
don't try to stop their bag. Don't try to, because let me tell you something, that comes back around. And when your family can't eat, don't wonder how, because it's how you stop somebody else's bag. Let's move on and give a big shout out to Drake, 21 Savage, best group, Latto, best female hip hop artist. She definitely deserved that. Kendrick Lamar, best male hip hop artist. He deserved that. And my girl, I love this girl. Big shout out to, she's so beautiful. She's so sweet, such a nice person, Coco Jones, best new artist, well deserved. She's been doing her thing out here. A lot of people doubted her as a singer. She went, did radio, came in here twice, did, you get what I'm saying? Did the Prince of Bel-Air. She did her thing. Big shout out to her. And also,
she's gorgeous too. She is a gorgeous girl. I'm not up on her like I need to. Beautiful, beautiful girl.
Beautiful. Very tall, beautiful chocolate sister. Mm-hmm. And we want to, I've never seen this before. There was a tie. And let me just say, I understand why there's a tie, because it's a tie when it comes to my playlist of having to pick which one I want to play first. Beyonce and SZA, they both won for album of the year. I've never seen anything like that. So shout out to the two of those ladies. And shout out to BET, even though they called it ghetto. I see why y'all said that, though, because they showed a throwback picture of the BET Awards and the front row had like Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye. And now it's like Coi Leray, Ice Spice. And big shout out to Coi Leray, too. She represented with all the female rappers on her outfit. But like, to see like, one day those women may be the next Jay-Z's and Beyonce's and Kanye. Well, you never know. So I think instead of saying ghetto, why don't we just say it's gotten younger? They've scaled younger and definitely showing culture, love to the culture, hip hop culture. Well, and as long as there's no more fights past the little Uzi JT thing, because that was kind of entertaining.
I think the definition of celebrity has changed as well. Before, it'd be people that were had legacies in music and acting and hosting. And now you can literally be a celebrity from a social media post that goes viral, or a moment on social media or TikTok. So our definition has changed. So if you're a legacy person like a Beyonce or Jay-Z, do you want to be shoulder to shoulder with someone that did an Instagram video or a TikTok video of I don't know, covering yourself in roaches or something. You know what I mean?
So, no, but I think it's still cool that it just shows that there's different areas and ways that you can be talented and creative. And I get how like the older heads could be like, oh, well, I don't want to be. But it's like, you know what? They figured out a way to make it. And that would be another way of blocking somebody that's doing something you don't understand.
You said talented. I am with you on the talent, but there's some people that just have an Instagram moment, and you know this, L'Oreal.
Claudia, it is a talent.
It's not a talent to do something obnoxious, like people that are robbing people or doing pranks.
Well, that's stupid, but I mean, it's a talent to grab attention and to be able to keep it. So,
I don't know if it's a talent, but okay, we'll have to.
I think it's a talent. Look at Kim Kardashian, made a whole family legacy.
She has talent in marketing.
She has talent in having people pay attention to her BS. Now, let's move on and talk about why men attack women to defend other men. And because some of these men are childish and disgusting. Not all, because we do have some amazing, great men out there in the world. But I'm talking about these particular men. Now, I know you guys have heard about this. There was drama that went down on Father's Day of all days. Kamora Lee Simmons and her daughter. How do you say her name?
Aoki Simmons.
So she went on social media and she told the truth about her dad, Russell Simmons. Now, they said that he's emotionally and verbally abusive. She posted these videos where you could clearly see him going off on her, but she muted them out. I guess she didn't want like all the tea spill, but she had to prove the point that he's very nasty towards her and that she's tried and tried to have a relationship with him. But it just hasn't been successful. Now, the conversation, she said, is either about money or trying to get money from Kamora or telling his daughter that the mother has all of his money and to ask her for money if she needs any. Now, the daughter also stated that Russell Simmons is blackballing her from the fashion industry and she no longer wants to talk to him. Now, she is getting DMs from middle-aged, grown-ass men that are defending Russell Simmons. She posted this. She said, I wonder how your mothers, sisters, daughters, nieces, girlfriends, wives would feel seeing some of the sexist, racist, honestly foul comments and messages some of you men have been leaving me. The misogynistic stereotypes and names, the absolute hate for women of color, a lot of your comments, Shell, just waiting to take out your anger at how you feel you've been treated by women. All of us B words are like this. And this is the problem with you girls, black women, bitter women, which we get all the time. They do that all the time when it comes to me and Claudia. We have anything. Well, this is why we don't date black women, because of black women like you. And it's disgusting when you see this kind of thing. So I totally understand what she's talking about. And as I said, I'm going through it right now with these two trolls. I'm not going to block them. You know why? Because I want people to see the ignorance that two men that own businesses, apparently, and they choose to gang up on me and have all these things to say, but also choose to tune into my morning show every single morning. It doesn't matter if it's a caller that's calling in about a problem. They automatically turn it around to me. Oh, look how ghetto she is. This morning's topic was this. Mind you, we're helping somebody that's calling in.
What's the business they own?
So one is like a car detailing place, which I know we're probably going to take it out. So it's not even no point of saying it, but one of them own a car detailing.
Well, I'm curious where I should get my car detailed in Atlanta. So
I don't think it's Atlanta. I don't think he's in Atlanta. I think he's based in the DMV area, but, either way, these men are so quick to attack women, especially black women, in defense of men that they don't even know. Why do you think this anger and this, all of this is being geared towards this young girl when clearly Russell Simmons is the issue in her situation?
I will say in our culture, in the African-American culture, we tend to idolize our men. They can do the smallest thing. They can post a picture on social media with their kid on, going to Chuck E. Cheese. And we'd be like, oh my God, he's such a good dad. Amazing father. The woman is every day picking the kid up, doing this and that, feeding, working double two jobs all the time. And it's like, well, that's what she's supposed to. She's a mother. We have got to stop with this double standard of this. We idolize black men. Now, the men that does that do well by their families, that are good people, they deserve it. But I've heard, and I've had on my other show, one of my co-hosts just ran down Russell Simmons' credits, and it's like, I don't give a damn about that. You can be talented, you could be successful, you can be a trailblazer, you could still be a jerk. You can still be an abusive father. You can still be a narcissist.
That's
and we
right.
Stop confusing talent with being a good person, because you can totally be talented and be the devil.
R. Kelly. And it's so crazy to me beyond that, that y'all forgot all about the accusations that Russell Simmons has had against him for years. It's crazy to me how y'all forgot that he showed up to, what was it, the Source Awards with Kamora Lee Simmons when she was 15 years old and he was already a grown man. It's crazy to me how we just automatically look past, like you said, everything that he's done negative because of some of the great things he's done. And look, I've been around Russell Simmons a few times. He was a nice man to me. I don't know what he was to other people. I don't know what he is to his daughter, but I know I saw that video and I saw her crying and I felt bad for her, because I've definitely been a victim of my father being very verbally abusive and emotionally abusive. And let me tell you something, it's actually happening to one of my friends, where her guy, or the guy that she had a child with, takes everything out on the child whenever he's not happy with what she does. He won't speak to the child. Men do this. My father did this. Okay. So I know that men do these kind of things. And that doesn't make Kamora an angel. Right now, Kamora has also been involved in certain things. And maybe it was because she was tricked. Remember, she did marry a man that was a con artist, and he did take a lot of their money. And she did sue Russell Simmons before that. So maybe he is saying that the investment, because I heard that Russell Simmons invested into something that she convinced him to invest in. But the guy conned the whole family. So I can understand Russell being frustrated. But why is this all coming down on the daughter? Like, that's what I don't understand. She's getting blackballed and she's getting yelled at. And what does that have to do, all the stuff that he went through with a woman that he was married to and chose to have children with? Why are you taking it out on the daughter?
Once again, emotional intelligence is lacking. You know, the fact that your daughters, who love you, clearly have to block you. And as soon as they unblock you, you start going on a rant and talking about how much of a whore their mother is and calling their moms all kind of names. Listen, you could be mad at Kamora and you should take it up with her legally, but to try to tell the daughters like awful things about their mother, you don't care about your kids like you should.
Yeah.
Because if you did, you would think that well, you would know that that affects their emotional, like their mental health. Imagine your one parent telling you your other parent is off, like saying these horrible things about them. I can't even say it on the show.
I don't have to imagine, because it happened to me ever since my age of 6 that I could remember my father talk nasty about my mother.
So it probably makes you feel guilty, like about your relationship with your mother. Like your dad might probably make you feel like that. You can make your kid feel bad about loving the other parent because you have such a negative opinion. Like, you are damaging your kids. You are damaging. And I'm tired of fathers by damaging their daughters by A, not being present, or being present and being awful, and then men coming for the women when they get older and wondering why they have relationship issues, because it's a cycle. You can't have it.
Clearly, he's a damaged man. You know, this is a damaged man who has not only treated his own daughters like this, other people's daughters, and got away with it, quite frankly. And all he had to do is get on a plane and go to Bali and kind of meditate his way through it, right? So that goes to show you also, money can get you out of a lot of situations. Power and legacy can get you out of a lot of situations, because he's clouding the fact that he's a womanizer, even to his own daughters, with the fact that he's also a legend in the music game. But that's where we need to put our feet down. But that us as Black women, we never do. Like, I always say the R. Kelly thing. I argue about women with R. Kelly all the time. When it comes to them defending, they get right on that radio and they call up for R. Kelly like it's their father. Okay.
And we will twist, and women will twist themselves into a pretzel to find a reason or a theory or conspiracy theory against that man, when the obvious is right there. He,
right.
I mean,
He ain't ish. And neither is your brother and father that's sliding into Russell Simmons' daughter's comments to talk bad about her and projecting their own things that went on in their life. Why don't you go get therapy and talk to a woman there, okay? And if you need to figure it out, because to go and then attack a young girl about something you know nothing about clearly is disgusting.
I'm tired of this movement of attacking young Black women or girls.
And ganging up and men ganging up on women. And it's just, I'm sick of it.
So fellow women, the fact that we see this, shouldn't that more than ever make us want to stick together and be like, all right, we know how it is out there. So why don't we stop our inner bickering and be like, we need each other, because we all are getting attacked by grown ass men, getting beat down by them, being like, attacked verbally, emotionally, mentally, online. And then they wonder, if you pop back, you're aggressive. See, that's why I don't deal with Black women.
That's why we don't deal with, like, come on, man. And this is why you shouldn't deal with, because you shouldn't. The fact that he was a man that married a 15-year-old girl or was dating a 15-year-old girl was not a red flag. Like,
I mean, there's a reason men marry kids. Can't deal with a woman.
Come on now, let's move on to hot topics. We talked about JT and Lil Uzi Vert and quite, they was definitely the talk of the week. I will say this, JT got on Instagram Live with Nicki Minaj and they spoke about something that we always say we're going to talk about. That's the whole breast. Did we talk about it last episode? We didn't get to talk about the breast reduction thing, did we? Well, I know somebody had wrote in and asked about it, and people always ask me. Nicki Minaj has admitted that when she's on Instagram Live that she did have a breast reduction. I did as well. We talk about it. She said she had a triple E, which is a double F, which was still not as big as my tig old bitties. I was an I. And she got it after childbirth or whatever the case. She had a baby, so that makes sense, and I didn't, and it felt like I had two babies hanging from the front of me. So I had to get those babies out of there. But yeah, she's opening up about that decision to have plastic surgery and get a breast reduction. She was talking with JT on Instagram Live, but they did kind of mention the whole BET situation, as we said. But let's talk about Pharrell. Pharrell had a big weekend, right, Claudia?
That's right.
Okay, and Claudia, you saw some of the fashions that came out from Louis Vuitton and Pharrell. I'm excited about his collab with Louis Vuitton. I'm actually hit up one of my friends that is really close to him and was like, oh, that red bag. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to run that by me.
Oh, wait. Oh, so you got it like that? So you got us bags?
Oh, no. I didn't say us, you know.
No, I heard you say us. I heard you say you got us back.
Well, I meant him and I, because I know he's getting one. So, yeah, but I do want to say big shout out to everybody that was out there and a part of the show. I seen Quavo, Offset. We seen Pusha T and Malice. They walked in the show, did they think? And I heard that Pusha T, they even had a record that was playing when they walked down, and supposedly it's dissing Jim Jones.
Like he came with the smoke for that. So that was like super bold that they did that. He did that and super bold that they allowed him to do that. Cause like, what's going to happen next?
I love that. But I mean, cause Jim Jones has been talking very spicy about Pusha, and like, he one of my favorite artists. So like, I was waiting to see what he was going to say. And, but Pharrell definitely came. He delivered. Everybody went out there to show him love, but some people wasn't so happy, child. I don't know if you seen the woman that went viral for taking the Louis Vuitton bag, and she kind of laminated it and made it like a purse or whatever. Well, now she's saying that Pharrell actually stole her idea and that he has that as part of her collection. Do you think he saw that? Do you think that maybe Louis Vuitton kind of put that in his mind to do? Like, what do you think happened there? Because even Dapper Dan reached out to that lady and told her what she did was fire.
I don't know. You know, like, people think, oh, who's going to see your little design? Who are you? But I think celebs are like regular folks too. They look at other people's stuff online. They get inspired. So I don't really know. What do you think?
I think they could have named the bag after her if they did get it. That would have been dope. I don't know. I can't remember what her name is, but the Kim bag or the whatever. But, you know, Rihanna was wearing it. So that's the thing. Or she will be, if not, because she is the face or one of the faces of the Louis Vuitton creative direction that Pharrell has going on. Big shout out to ASAP Rocky, who is also out there, Zendaya. And Paris Fashion Week was just lit. I'm mad that I missed it, but I wasn't too mad because I went to Dubai and had me a hell of a time.
Yeah, you've been on the road. You've been on tour recently.
Yes, I was in Dubai. And that's where we're actually going to slide into the DM. And I'm going to talk about somebody that slid in my DM and asked about that because I talked about it on the morning show. And they commented, a few people did. I have yet to put my video up, but I'm going to put my video up of me skydiving in Dubai. My boyfriend convinced me it was the worst experience of my life.
I never want to skydive. I never wanted to skydive either.
But I couldn't make him go alone. But big shout out to Shannon Marie. She slid in a DM. She said, so funny, my husband sent me skydiving for Mother's Day 2 years ago. And at first I was like, oh, he's checking one of my bucket list items off for me. Then I was like, damn, have I pissed him off? But I loved every minute of it. I thought this man was trying to kill me. I was like, why does he want me to go skydiving with him? Like, what is he trying to do to me? And at first I was so calm, Claudia. And I was just like, okay, we're going skydiving. Like, you know how something doesn't really register through your mind? So yeah. Like the day before, he was really quiet. And even though like he's more of a quiet person, like he wasn't really talking at all. So I'm like, what is wrong with him? So I'm like, are you okay? So finally I was like, are you scared? And he was like, yeah, I'm scared. So when he started getting scared, it kind of made me be like, all right, I can't seem scared. But then when we got to the place, because you can't drink the night before, they say, or anything, because the motion, they don't want you to get sick or like throw up. And then also like some people, I guess, make the decision to go and then do stupid stuff. You know, you got to be really careful when you're doing this stuff. Girl, I put the harness on everything. I was like, okay, there's like, how do you feel? I was like, I don't want to do it. Like I was only doing it because of him. And then when I got in the plane, I started crying.
Were y'all in tandem? Were y'all attached to each other or were y'all attached? Were you solo?
No. That's not how it works. So when you jump, you have to jump with an experienced jumper first. Okay. So I think you need about 7 jumps before you could jump alone or you can jump with anybody else. So you have to jump with one of the trained professionals. And so I was attached to a man who was in the Air Force for many years. He said he had jumped a total of 5,000 times in his life.
Wow.
So I was cool with that. The woman that my man was attached to actually told him that it was her first day. But that's like their joke that they tell people. The guy knew not to joke with me because you could tell I didn't even want to do it. And when I started crying, everybody, but you know me, I'm goofy too. So I'm laughing and crying. But like, I was like, I don't want to do. Because once you're in the air, it's like no turning back. And I was like, I want to turn back. Like, and I hated it. I'm not going to lie. I hated every minute of it. The only thing I liked was when the parachute came out and then it was beautiful. Like you saw all of Dubai. It was like, and they say it's one of the safest places to skydive is in Dubai. And it's just beautiful because they have an area called the Palm. So like you could see the whole Palm and it's, I'm not going to lie, that part was amazing.
I cannot stand the feeling of falling. I bungee jumped off the stratosphere.
Oh, that's crazy.
From work. And I hated it. And I don't like the feeling of falling.
That's the worst part.
But I did sneak a drink, though, in the bathroom.
I was getting twisted before the night before. They said 24 hours. I drank up until like about 6 hours before. I was scared too, my damn self. But then I was just trying not to think about it because I knew if I thought too much about it, I wasn't going to go. So, I was going to post it.
Knocking something off your bucket list.
It wasn't on my bucket list. Well, that was on his. My bucket list is eating at a restaurant or something like that.
That part, getting diamonds.
You get what I'm trying to say? I don't know. I was praying to God the whole time. And then you know how people be like, your life flashes before your eyes. Mine didn't. It was just prayers. Like all I could think is like, Jesus, please, if I'm coming to meet you, like just make sure my family, like I don't know. And then the initial jump, I couldn't breathe. So that's why I see why they say if you have asthma, you're a certain weight that you can't do it. Because for the first probably like 30 seconds, I felt like I couldn't breathe. It was very difficult. Yeah, it was very difficult to breathe. It's like the pressure, the wind, it was difficult for me to breathe. And then at one point, I was like, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. So if you have heart problems or anything, they say all of that stuff. And I mean, people have died. They tell you can die. You have to sign a waiver saying that this person would be a beneficiary. It's very scary, very.
I would think that, you know, when people say, oh, people jump off a bridge, oh, they're dead before they hit the water because they have a heart attack or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's the difference between skydiving and, I mean.
So you can. You can have a heart attack for sure. I thought I was going to have. And then I was like, what if I can't catch my breath? There was all kinds of things I was thinking. I was extremely scared.
So
and
good.
I would never do it again.
I'm good then. I'm not good.
Never. No, but like I said, once, and I don't see, because I feel bad because I know a lot of people do want to do it. And I don't want to seem like the person that's trying to talk people out of it, because he had an amazing experience. He loved it. He was all throwing up in this house.
You big baby.
I don't even want to post mine because I look so crazy.
Please post it. The fans, you please post it for the viewers. They would love to see that. Me.
Yeah, I know. So I did my soft lunch this week anyway. You know, me and my boo posted each other and we're starting to post each other now. So
I saw cute photos beyond was it the pool or was it the ocean? It was like
Oh my God, this pool called the Aura in Dubai. And it's like on the 70th floor or something. It's beautiful 360 view of Dubai. And you had already met him, so you knew what he
so
was.
So how's the response been? You, when a woman posts her man publicly, you get some people that are salty, you get some women that are mad.
Yeah, it's funny because we got a lot of support on both ends. Like a lot of people were DMing him, like, I love y'all. Cause you know, a lot of people know that we're together and they've been around. So they've kind of been waiting for us to post or whatever, but we travel so much that I just want to start documenting our travel stuff. And cause a lot of people always ask to vacation with us or do couples vacations. And I just think it would be dope to let people into that side of my life since, you know, me and you are travelers. We like to go places and visit places. So that's something that I definitely, instead of people just asking me what hotel, what restaurant, we're going to create a page together.
Right.
And we're in the process of that. And then we're just going to post all our reviews and stuff like that there.
To me, one of the best parts about being in a relationship to me is having that person to travel and see the world and see new places. I love, love, love that part of relationships.
Yeah. But then you also find out how different you actually really are. Cause we did get in an argument. I'm not going to act like everything was good. And it was over food.
I'm going to stop with these arguments.
Okay. No, but the food, you know me, I'm such a foodie, and him, he could eat from a grocery store, like a buffet, and be okay. And me, I'm like, no, boo.
Pick your battles. You're happy with this man. Pick your battles.
I am. And I'm happy with Nobu. So he has to, sometimes I might have to eat at the grocery buffet. And sometimes he may have to eat Nobu. So, I think that's fair. As long as it's about compromising in relationships, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if y'all want to DM us, you can slide into my DMs at Starring L'Oreal. You can slide into Claudia's DMs.
At Claudia Jordan.
Anyway, so me and Claudia have some big things coming up very, very soon. Just know you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast, and we're going to get up out of here. Thank you, Macy's. And make sure y'all go get your sale items, 20% off and all that good stuff. Claudia, what's up?
Macy's, I use my gift card. I got two mirrored nightstands. A wok that is I'm known to burn stuff sometimes. I'll be getting distracted. And a griddle. I got so much stuff for $1,000 at Macy's.
Can you send me that? Because I actually did a bunch of stuff for my house as well. I got a bunch of bedding stuff, some new comforters, some new sheets, some nice new pillows. And let me tell you something. Sometimes you think it's your mattress you need to change. And sometimes it's just your bed, your sheets and your... and I don't mean by change it. Obviously, we all wash our stuff, but just replacing them.
Yeah.
I have the best comforter that makes me feel like I got a whole new mattress, and you could do that at Macy's. We're going to get out of here. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend and tell a friend. Claudia, put your shirt back on because we got to get back dressed. The Undressing Room podcast is over, okay?
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room podcast, and be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.